Hey guys, it's time for SVU Season 16, Episode 17, Parole Violations. We got lots to talk about. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, SVU fans. Welcome to the SVU After Show. That's right, we don't have a new episode yet, so we're doing the old ones that we missed. I'm your host, Yael Teagle. I am joined by the lovely Lauren Salon.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? Excited to be here.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, y'all can find me online at Lauren Salon, as usual.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Okay, great.
If you haven't already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Hit subscribe. We're also on iTunes and SoundCloud. Good job. All right. I'm Yael. I said that? Great. Let's jump in, because this episode is one of my favorites, which is weird. I think because of the topic that it brings up. So we're talking parole violations. Before we jump in, we have a hotline for anyone who may need it.
We do. It is the RAIN, Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network hotline, and that is 1-800-656-HOPE, 1-800-656-HOPE.
Awesome. And again, as you know, especially this episode, we're talking about very serious issues, very real things that happen. And if you were in that situation, that's why we give you a hotline. We suggest that you reach out. But we sometimes get into situations where it gets really uncomfortable and we make awful, inappropriate jokes.
Good jokes,
good,
but they're inappropriate.
Inappropriate jokes. Good, like funny, awful, like really.
Tasteless.
There it is. Tactless. Also, we're just bad at this. Anyway, so let's jump into this episode, because this episode is when we meet Carisi's family, one of his many sisters, apparently.
I love it. I love it when they're walking down the street and he's like listing off all the sisters' names and stuff, like Teresa and Juliana. You know, those probably weren't the names, but he's
Teresa
was
one of the names.
Okay, that's what I thought. You just throw out a few Italianish sounding names.
Yeah, it sounds like he's Joey from
that's
Friends.
That's what I thought, Joey.
With all the sisters.
Exactly.
So he's with Bella. I'm going to assume it's Isabella, if we're going with Italian names.
You can also just Bella works.
No.
Well, I mean, it does.
No. All right.
It's an Italian word.
Shut your mouth. Okay. So Bella, his sister, who, if you didn't recognize her, that's Marin Ireland, and she played Gina in Confrontation, Season 8, Episode 5. And her husband, to be fiancé, Tommy Sullivan, who you may recognize, that's Michael Chernus from Orange is the New Black. Mm-hmm. Or, if you're really paying attention, he was in Educated Guess. An episode of SVU.
Haven't they all? It's like, yes. You can only do SVU if you've already done SVU.
Oh, yeah.
Before.
It feels like now in the current season, I'm like, why are we wasting? Like, there are more actors.
Right.
In the world. No, yeah. We want the same people playing different parts.
And for people like Yael, who remember everybody, it gets very confusing to be like, wait, this poor girl, she's back here at SVU again for this. She was there 20 years ago for that.
When she was a victim.
Yeah.
So I thought when we saw Tommy Sullivan, I went, oh, because he's on parole, right? The last guy that he was not a good guy. So he's probably the same character.
See?
He's not.
Hey, come on, SVU.
Yeah.
Consistency.
That's what happened a few episodes ago with Declan Murphy when he came in and everyone was confused. And I went,
no, he's
he
a new character.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
He's playing a different role. Yeah.
All right. So we find out that Tommy is on parole, and he has a meeting with his probation officer, who I referred to in my notes as bitch face.
Yeah.
Right?
Because when she's in, like, parole officer mode, she is such a bitch.
she has a bitch face.
I mean, to be fair, when you are a parole officer, you are dealing with sometimes crappy people who give you a lot of shit and lie to you, so you gotta lay down the law and be tough. But then when she's in the like interrogation room and stuff, she's like playing dumb and stuff. Oh, well, he was flirting with me, and you know, the worst.
I love how you feel about her.
Yeah.
Because I literally just wrote, and then bitch face did this. So anyway, he has to go in, and is Bella's prego. Oh, gross, more babies. Anyway. Okay. So just so we're aware of how this day was supposed to go. At 4 o'clock, they have their prego meeting with the doctor.
Like an ultrasound.
That, what she said. At 2 o'clock, he has a parole meeting, and his bitch face arrives at 6:10. There's a giant clock, and I went, wait, is she late? Oh, it's 6:10. Yeah. What a bitch.
Yeah, like respect. I get it. He's the one in the doghouse, but respect his time. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, because I would have. Because
you know, if he was late,
yeah,
busted.
I'm surprised he didn't leave.
Yeah,
I like that when she walks up, she's like, "Oh, you're still here. Good job." Was this a test?
Right.
What a bitch.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay. So she decides they need to have an in-office urine test because the men's room is flooded again, or still.
Yeah, that already. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So anyway, that whole situation makes me uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so, we later then find that he's been missing, and Sonny goes and gets him out of jail, and the best and only good line from this, I think, is, "You cheated on my pregnant sister!"
Oh, little baby crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
This is when we started to like him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hate that I like him.
I was thinking about that, actually, because we talked a few weeks ago about how he was not supposed to be a regular cast member, and he was on for a few guest appearances, and he came, and he was so, like, diligent and on time and, like, just going the extra mile, and they were like, this guy's cool, let's keep him.
Yeah.
And I felt that so much this episode for some reason, and I think because it was back when he was still, like, such, like, a little puppy, even more so than he currently is, because he very much still is.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, little crazy is so like, hey guys, hey, what about me? Okay, yeah.
And I'm like, what can I do? How can I help? What do I do?
I love it.
Yeah.
So it was just fun to see that.
So then the squad has to decide how they're going to handle this.
Mm-hmm.
And Benson says, you take it as seriously as if it was a woman accusing her male PO. Which, like, I get what she's saying, but also is an awful thing that has to be said.
Right. Because everybody's like, wait, is this, like, a real thing? Or, you know, can guys be raped?
Right.
And all this stuff.
We're in season 16. Like, haven't we established that they can? In fact, there's an episode, if you go back to the early seasons, which had Diane Neal before she became ADA Novak, she raped a man.
She was a rapist, right?
Yeah.
Before she passed the bar.
Right. She was a rapist. Anyway, so instead of calling in bitch face, they go to her supervisor, who comes in and is like, yeah, this happens all the time, let me help clear it up. And then goes back and snitches.
Mm-hmm. And he also, you know, laughs in their face when they're like, this is what happened.
Yeah. So frustrating. So she comes in and she says, I'm a human.
Well, she had the sneak after that. She, retaliated by doing a sneak home.
A surprise inspection.
Yeah.
And then planting drugs.
Yes.
So she comes in, she says, I'm human, I had a moment of weakness, it was a mistake. Here's my problem with this episode. This moment. Because they had already established at the beginning that as her parolee, he cannot legally consent.
Right.
So even if he came on to her, he can't legally consent.
Right. It's that whole thing, like, if you are in a position of authority or position of power with somebody, even if you're the same age or whatever's going on, you know, same thing, like, I think psychiatrist and patient sort of thing, that's also a no-no.
Right.
You know, because of that relationship.
It's prison guard and prisoner.
Yes.
The prisoner could be bigger, stronger, you know, older, whatever, still cannot consent to that.
And similar to, like, a statutory rape situation where it's like, oh, 18-year-old, 17-year-old, it may be a completely healthy and just fine relationship, but because of that, like, rule, you know, it can legally become a very big deal.
So, like, that's a huge issue in this episode that I feel like was completely ignored, that they could have easily played that card, that regardless of how she said it went down.
Well, I mean, they did play that card you know, because that was still, like, if they didn't get the rape conviction, they were still going to go with that sort of situation, you know, even if it was consensual, as she says. Mm-hmm. But they didn't make as big of a deal of that as I think they could have.
Yeah, they were trying to,
but like, I think that would have been the backup plan had, you know, the case not worked out.
Yeah, but for Barba, who, like, we always see him, he's only going to take cases he can win. Mm-hmm. And this is a sure thing, right? Like, the law is very clear. There is no... She admitted to having sex with him. Done. You know what I mean? Thank you. I, who have no legal experience, could argue this case.
Right, but that would have been more of a, like, a slap on the wrist, I think.
Probably. You know. Still winnable.
Yeah.
Anyway. So we then find out that the oxy that was found in his apartment belonged to Jordan Dolphy, mm-hmm. who was clearly on something when they went and found more at his place. And then he was going to testify that she was cleaning up his drug test, blah, blah, blah.
And also raping him.
Right, right, right. Minor detail.
Yeah.
And then Barba points
like,
out,
she's a lonely divorced woman who works too much. Like, so? Like, they're like, put it together, you know? Like,
oh, the poor divorced women.
The poor divorcees who
have
careers.
I feel so bad for them because they watch the show.
Ooh.
Yep. It's like Dick Wolf went, meh.
I watched this last night to relax and fall asleep. And then again this morning.
You know what's great is I spent all morning just watching episodes before I had to watch this episode. Nice. I was like, I'm just going to let it play and see what happens. I watch a lot of this show, guys.
She does.
Yeah. Anyway, so Barbara says that we have to convince 12 people on a jury that a woman can even rape a man.
And then such dramatic music came in. I was like, I was watching it and my husband caught that part.
Yeah.
That little moment. And he's like, wow, this is intense, huh? I'm like, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Did you know a man can be raped? Come on.
I was going to make a really awful joke about
your
husband.
Marriage? Yeah. Thank you.
I'm glad I didn't.
Yep, you do.
Anywho. So Jordan Dolphy switches sides, obviously. And then Barbara tears
him up. He's a drug addict.
Barbara tears him up and then says, never trust a junkie.
Yeah.
Well, you were going to trust a junkie. I wonder how it would have gone if Barbara had him. You know what I mean? Like,
if he hadn't flipped?
Yeah.
I think he probably would have still done the same thing, possibly. But it was so successful because he kind of was all off and, like, cracked. Because then he was, like, he turned it, like, right on her and said exactly what he needed to say to win for Barbara.
Yeah.
Whereas if he had been more composed and stuff, like, who knows if he would have given the right responses, you know, because that you know, being on the one side and then getting convinced to go on the other side and then being missing, like, all that back and forth, like, messed with his head quite a bit. And so
did the heroin,
so did the drugs. Kids.
I also was wondering, like, I thought at one point he was just gonna turn to her and go, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because that's what if I were him, I'd be like, I'm screwed.
What do you want
me
to say now?
Yeah. Now what? Excuse me. So we end up with a plea deal because she's screwed. I'm sad that they gave her a plea deal.
I want to see her go to jail.
I just wanted to see her testify.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to see Barbara, like, attack her. I love Barbara so much. And it would have been great to see him attack her. But she, like, gave her testimony to live in the plea room.
Yeah.
So, like, the most SVU type moment is her being like, you don't understand. I deal with these losers.
What it's like to be a woman in such a position.
Nicely done. Yeah, Steve is on it. All right, so that was the episode.
Oh,
yes.
Can we talk about when she's initially brought into the interrogation room and she, like, slaps Liv's shoulder on the way out?
Oh,
I was like, ooh, Liv, punch her!
He's like, punch that bitch face.
And Liv's like, excuse me? Did you really just go there? Oh, I wanted to see her grab her hair and throw her down.
I wonder how that came about. Like, I wonder if that was in the script or if someone said to her, do this, and, like, let Olivia react.
Yeah, because it felt like a, like,
it felt
natural.
So, like, why would you touch me?
It's great job, ladies.
Yeah, in my mind, that's how it went down. Somebody said, this is what you should do.
Yeah.
Anything about this story that you want to talk about? Because there's so much we want to talk about.
Oh.
That was pretty much the plot.
Anything about the story? I mean, I think anytime they do, we often have very kind of standard SVU cases, yeah. which is like, you know, they're already unique cases in themselves. But I think it's, I always really like when they take things that are less common or less talked about, like men being raped, and especially, you know, not even just a man being raped, but a man being raped in a situation that isn't, doesn't seem that forceful, you know? Like, she wasn't pinning him down. Like, obviously, at gunpoint, that's pretty forceful and serious, but...
But also, like, the acts that they did, the way she described it, like, that she forced... She performed oral on him, right?
Yes. I think
which,
so.
Which is, like, a weird... This is going to sound like an odd statement, but, like, a weird way for a woman to rape a man. Right? Because, like, what are you getting out of that?
Hey, she's... She's in a very, in a position of power so much, so maybe she likes to be more on the receiving, submissive end.
Yeah.
But hey, but doing that can be very powerful though, right? Hey.
Yeah, okay.
Perfectly timed, thank you.
All right. Yeah, and then there was also baby crap, if you want to talk about that.
Well, I mean...
There was a baby.
Carisi's sister is pregnant.
Yeah, and she's going to keep it.
She's going to keep it, but there was some talk about not keeping it because who is this baby daddy? I thought I knew him, and now all this stuff is happening, and oh my gosh, do I want... I can't raise a baby on my own, all this.
Yeah,
and Carisi's,
you sounded southern.
Oh yeah, I know I did. I heard that a little bit. And Carisi's face when she says that, she's like, I'm only 10 weeks. I got time. And Carisi's like, no! You know, his poor little face. Fear.
Which we... not, this is no spoiler, but like later in next season, we find out that like he's super Catholic, which explains all of the sisters and why he's super anti-abortion.
Hanan wants to talk about the baby. What about the baby, Hanan?
There was a baby. So Bella's thinking about aborting it, and Benson is like, let her come to me and I'll give her baby clothes and, and convince her not to, which felt very pro-life to me. No, I'm kidding. She had choices because she was pro-choice. Anyway.
Oh, Hanan asked if we noticed Noah's hair and that it was parted like Liv's. I did not, and I bet Yael didn't either.
I was not looking.
She was like, oh, that baby!
No, that entire scene I was on my computer doing research. I don't care for children.
What?
Understatement. All right. Let's talk about iTunes for a second.
Well, we... Okay.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to everyone who's live in the chat. We appreciate you being here. We clearly love this show. As you heard me say, I spent this morning marathoning episodes on USA, just whatever was on, and then had to watch another episode before coming here. That's my life right now. So much SVU. So we love talking about it, and it makes me really happy, and we appreciate that you are here. Thank you. So we ask you to do a simple thing. Go to iTunes, hit subscribe, that way you don't miss a single episode. Not a single one. I don't know what I'm doing in the hands, but I am. And nice.
Okay.
If you really like us, and we hope you do, rate and review. If you like us, that's 5 stars. If you don't like us, that's 4 stars. The other stars, they don't work. They don't. Nope. But comment, bang on your keyboard, write words, and we will read it live on the air. You will get a shout out. Do we have something?
We don't have a new one, but I'm going to read one that I don't remember reading.
Great.
And was from a while ago, so why don't we just read it?
Yeah.
This one's from Seibeash. I don't know how to say that
word. Say it again.
S-E-I-B-E-A-S-H. Seibeash.
Oh, I thought you said Seibeash.
It's from Seibeash.
Sure.
Okay. And this is 5 stars, and the headline says, if you love SVU, you will need to subscribe. And Seibeash goes on to say, I've only been listening to the past 4 shows. It's great to listen to before you watch the newest episode because they don't spoil all of it, but give you an idea of it. I love law, and therefore I love this show.
Aww.
Keep up the show, guys. Smiley face.
Oh my god, that's such a cute review.
It is.
I'm not gonna cry.
Thanks, Seibeash.
Thanks, Seibeash. I really hope that's how you say it. Cool. So we have so much more to talk about. I know we finished the plot, but I have so much.
We do have a lot.
I brought papers. I used to do this all the time, and I brought all the papers. So Okay, I looked up some, I was trying to find some info about male rape victims.
Yes.
And instead of finding actual facts and numbers and stats, because that's boring, I found an article that was 19 real stories of people. And I'm not going to read all of them, although I did that when we did our Cosby update. I read all of them, 30-something at the time. Yes. It is no longer that way. Anyway. So here are the stories, some of the stories, some highlights. That sounds weird, but here are some highlights. Okay, so this one, the title is I Must Have Said No 1,000 Times. And the story is this guy was 21 and his girlfriend at the time decided to tie him up. She said she was gonna do all these dirty things and he was like, yeah, everything she said she was gonna do was normal to me, suck me, ride me. So I'd let her tie me up. After I was tied, she asked if I could break free and offered me a reward if I could. She said she'd be back, and if I wasn't free, then I would miss out on the reward. She came back and stood in the door and stared at me. She told me how I wasn't gonna get the reward because I couldn't get out. Then she told me she was gonna punish me. She ended up sodomizing me with her vibrator. I said, I must have said no 1,000 times. I was crying and begging her to stop, which probably made it worse in hindsight. I was anally effed, and she tried to ride me, and I couldn't even get it up. I was so broken emotionally and in pain physically. She got very mad that I couldn't get it up. Then the vibrator again while he was being hit. Like, crazy stuff. Yeah. He ended up calling the police, which was the best decision he ever made. The second I called them, she calmed down and started to behave.
How did he call the police?
After she untied him. It had been a few hours. He says gracious. It was midday when she tied me up. I'm jumping ahead. I don't want to read. It's a long story.
Yeah.
It was midday when she tied me up. I'd been dark a few hours when it was over. I ended up falling asleep when I was tied up. I may have passed out. Anyway, so she untied him. He called the police. And when they got there, she played damsel in distress and claimed that I was beating her. I told the cop everything that happened, which was embarrassing but worth it. They arrested her. And this person chose not to press charges.
Wow.
Right? What a crazy story.
Why did he end up not wanting to press charges?
I don't know.
I mean, I know.
It's, I mean, just for it the says, universe. It Why? Says, like, my lawyer and I decided not to press charges, which, that's weird. So,
yeah.
Okay, this other story is I repeatedly told her no, but it didn't matter. Me and my girlfriend had a huge fight. I told her I was done. If I even tried to restrain her a little, I would have bruised her wrist and been in jail. I repeatedly said no, but that didn't matter. She wanted to fix things. That's in quotes. I called the cops, but they just asked her if she was okay and left without doing anything. Physically, yes, I could have gotten away, but she was being aggressive, and after a close call, I decided it wasn't worth fighting over. I was not going to go to jail for this woman. So I guess she was easily bruised or was very fragile,
goodness.
And if he fought back, he would have gone to jail. And he says, I was not going to go to jail for this woman.
Why couldn't he just leave the house? I mean, I'm sorry, because this is like being, you know.
Yes.
But in that situation, can't you just like
it's tough.
Get on out of there?
No. No, you can't. Anyway, he said, I just laid there and let her do her thing.
Ugh.
So sad. Another one, I was raped by my wife who wanted a second child.
Oh, gosh. These women are nuts.
Yeah. there's one. I
How did
so,
she do that to him?
I don't want to read that one.
Okay.
I'm just reading headlines at this point. I felt so defeated and I laid there like a corpse. It was the worst thing ever. I was made fun of by my friends that I confided in. I've been diagnosed with some PTSD over the incident. This is crazy. So anyway, there I found 19, you can just Google 19 male rape victims and read all the stories if you want to. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But on that note, it's time for some real SVU news.
On that fun note.
SVU news.
Yeah.
Ooh. TV
news. Yes. So you have a story.
I do have a story.
And I also have a story.
Yes. So I have a story. I saw this posted online earlier today that an Oklahoma court, this is from yesterday, an Oklahoma court says, ruled that oral sex is not rape if the victim is unconscious from drinking. So, and this has like been like a big freaking deal. So basically, a girl, a 17-year-old boy assaulted a 16-year-old girl after he offered to give her a ride home. And, you know, they were with another friend. She was so drunk. She was passing out, coming in and out of consciousness, that sort of thing. And she got so, I think their friend ended up getting dropped off, that all that. And the boy brought the girl to her grandma's house, still unconscious. She was then taken to a hospital where they, you know, tested her blood. Her blood alcohol content was above 0.34, super drunk.
And just so people know, the legal limit is 0.08.
Yes.
08.
Yes,
she was
to be 0.3
to be driving.
Yeah, but like, you're still with 0.08, you feel it.
Oh, you're drunk.
Yeah.
And then she was 0.34.
Ooh.
0.08, yeah, 0.34.
Wasty.
Yeah.
And so basically they obviously found that her alcohol content was that high, and they did a sexual assault examination and found that his DNA was on the back of her leg, around her mouth, all this stuff. And she, the boy says she consented. She has no recollection after leaving the park, so where they were partying and stuff. So they, you know, he was, the boy was charged with forcible oral sodomy. And but the trial judge dismissed the case, and then in an appeals court ruling on the 24th of March, so recently, the it was determined that they could not apply the law to a victim who was incapacitated by alcohol. And the thing that this
go on.
Well, the reasoning for it. So it's basically not a lot of these lawmakers who are involved and the lawyers and stuff are the conclusion kind of was like, this is not a question about whether or not that's legal. I don't think anyone thinks that that is legal and that is okay, what happened. But the law is so outdated that reading that statute, that lists off several circumstances that constitute force, and there was no mention of incapacitation due to alcohol. So because it was kind of like a gray zone according to the statute, they're like, well, technically we don't have, like, it's not really explicitly stated in that, so we can, it doesn't have to be classified as rape. Whereas all these lawmakers are like, okay, well, this is a situation which points out that we need to update our laws here in Oklahoma then, because that should not be able to not right. be penalized.
So he's getting away with it because of a technicality,
pretty much.
And just to clarify, assaulting a woman who is drunk.
Yeah. Well, and it says, okay. So yes. So, and it says there was absolutely no evidence of force or him doing anything to make this girl give him oral sex. But the fact that she was too intoxicated to give consent, that's what's known. And right. that on principle makes it not okay. Just like with the person in the position of power, like in the right. episode, you know? So,
yeah.
So, and it's obviously like, kids, like high schoolers, you know, people should be taught, like, okay, if someone's passed out and unconscious, and just because they don't say no doesn't mean it's okay. That's like the affirmative yeah. consent thing we were talking about a few weeks ago.
California has now the affirmative consent law, which mm-hmm. is that it's not no means no, it's yes means yes.
Right.
Which, as I have given example on how to solve the problem of how you do that, not get out of the mood, is as you're doing stuff, you go, you like that?
How's that feel? You want more?
You like that? Yes. Yeah. Continue.
Right.
So well, frustrating.
And same thing, like with these things that we're reading, yeah. You know, with these male rape victims and their girlfriends who, like the first one or something, you know, like getting crazy and getting rough and yeah. doing crazy shit to each other, like that's fine as long as both people are
want
okay
to.
With it.
Yeah.
And if you have some sort of safe word or some sort
right.
of, this is the line, don't cross it. And
yeah.
that's very clear, which he was like, yeah, tie me up. This is going to be fun. And
right.
there was no like, she, you know, she should have obviously known that
right.
once he was saying no or where that line
right.
was. And she
yeah.
clearly did not listen to that.
Your story reminds me of, there's this amazing video online that I kind of want to share. It is the T video. I don't know if you've seen this. It's essentially explaining consent, and it's if a person is passed out, do not give them tea, right? If they're asleep, you would not force tea down their throat. It's like the greatest video that explains consent in a way that you go, oh, why is this a thing we're discussing?
Yeah.
I will find this video and share it on my Twitter. Absolutely.
The tea video is amazing.
I spent Passover dinner with a family and we were all, for whatever reason, throughout the entire dinner being like, oh no, I don't want tea. So I will not force tea upon you. Yeah. Like, weird.
Drink this tea now!
Yeah. Anyway, I have another story which came to us via Twitter. I want to give a shout out to the person who gave it to me, and I'm looking that up right now because I'm a terrible person and did not come prepared. It is one of our lovely listeners who is so sweet and was nice enough to send this. Lisa at Bad Mammy Blog. Okay. She sent me this article. So Toby Turner, who you have may remembered from the episode Intimidation Game, he was in the gamers competition. He was the host of the gaming competition.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah. So we saw him in that episode, and it has come to light that Toby Turner, YouTuber Tobiscus.
Yeah.
I assume that's how it's said. There are multiple sexual abuse allegations. So Lisa on Twitter sent me this article, and it's about his long line of alleged abuse within the YouTube community.
Gosh.
So he's been accused of multiple instances of sexual, emotional, and drug abuse. He's a comedian, actor, and gamer. And on Friday, April 8th, a YouTuber online posted on her Tumblr about her alleged abuse with her on-off relationship with former collaborator, and it happened between 2011 and 2014. And
which does it say which YouTuber?
Yes, that? April. Her name is April Fletcher, also known as April F.
Okay.
F E F F F.
Okay.
Yeah. So she was motivated to come forward after seeing him included in the Tube Heroes toy line, and was concerned that he was being marketed to children as a hero, and decided she needed to say something. Wow. She said in her statement, a hero does not disrespect, abuse, rape, and drug women. What's crazy is this isn't the first story about a YouTuber who is abusing and raping other women in the YouTube community.
Right. What was that one guy's name? Sam?
Yeah, there was Sam Pepper.
Yeah. I almost said Sam Smith. Not Sam Smith.
So another, Amelia Talon, another ex of his, posted a video recounting her alleged drug-fueled and sexually aggressive behavior. Yep. And we have another, his former assistant posted a statement on Facebook in support of April. More people are coming forward. Now, what's crazy is, like I said, this is not the first time in the YouTube community that this is happening.
Right. Well, I mean, that's like,
so it's
that's not that, I don't think. Well, it's a big deal, but that's not like shocking, you know.
Here's why it surprises
me. Because it's like
me.
Oh, well, it's like saying this isn't the first time an actor's raped somebody, a politician,
right.
You know,
but that's so sad. So the thing that bugs me, I think about it, is that the YouTube community is this, like,
seems like a very safe and tight-knit
kind of, but
place.
Like, YouTubers, I'm using air quote on that, like, you know, professional YouTubers are they're very like anti-bullying. They're
inclusive, because so much of the time people get big on YouTube because they aren't finding that voice somewhere else.
Right.
So they find it
right
there, and they connect with people there. And I think that was much, that happened much more a while ago when YouTube was first starting out, which Toby is one of the first
right
kind of big YouTubers.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would think that they would continue with that, like,
right, it's
we're
just
the unheard,
so,
let's band together and, like,
yeah,
you know.
It's so surprising because I don't know if you've ever met a group of YouTubers, but it's this, like, weird, like, everyone's so supportive.
It's like this awesome, dorky,
yeah,
cool fellowship, and I love it.
Right. No, I meant weird in a great way.
Oh, no, yeah. And I mean dorky in a great way. I love YouTubers.
I mean, it's just, it's like, and this, I know I sound so like one of those women who goes, my husband could never. No, I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying it, to me, a group, it's like the people that you trust. You know what I mean?
Right. It's
disappointing. That's all. That's mm-hmm. all I mean. So, yeah, YouTube, not safe from rape.
Nothing
Thank
is.
Thank you for the applause. Yeah, nothing is in this great world we
men,
live in.
Not even men.
No, men are not safe either.
That was a joke.
I see. Well,
I mean, it's true, but joke. It was, you know.
Yeah. All right. We live in a sad, sad world. Thank you, Lisa, for sharing the story with me. Crazy. She was like, did you just hear about the real SV news about Toby? He was on SV. And I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah. All right. Let's get into predictions. Yeah.
I don't like predicting for old episodes.
It's a new episode next week.
Oh, right. Yeah, but yeah. Okay.
All right. We're doing it. So next week is our new episode. New episode's mm-hmm. return. It is going to be airing on May 4th. We will be doing the after show on May 5th. Season 17, episode 20, called Fashionable Crimes. If you are watching these after shows in order because you are behind on this show, stop now. Great. Right?
Right.
That was great. Yeah. I should do that? So, yes. Because I don't want to ruin...
Because now we're talking about the present time, which if you're watching this in order... is the future.
Past. It's the past.
Anyway. I just got incepted. I'm sorry.
It sounds dirty. Okay. next week. Okay. Richard Belzer returns. So we have a story about fashion models who are being raped and assaulted by the photographer in the clip. If you haven't seen the promo clip, go to NBC.com. And in the promo clip, one of the models is taking these suggestive photos, and then he gets on top of her and rapes her. And then there's some woman who says that, like, from the looks of these photos, it was art. So I guess he keeps taking pictures while raping.
This is oh, gosh.
Oh, you
Keep
know
going.
What story this is?
Yes.
We'll talk about it next week. Okay, so here's the other thing. Belzer is back. Yay, Munch. Also, we have other models who are coming out saying that this happened to them and that they were also assaulted by him. There's one model who considered suicide. I think that's why Munch is back, because suicide's like a big deal to him.
Okay,
anyway,
okay.
But this is the big deal to me. In the next episode, we have actor Fisher Stevens, who you may remember from season 13, episode 11, Theater Tricks. He was the director of the live theater where the girl was raped on stage,
oh.
And it was the judge. One of my favorite episodes. Like, hands down, one of my favorite episodes. He's in this episode, and he's playing someone else.
Gosh.
It's like they got
tired. It's just
going
to get funny. I mean, it is already.
It's real funny. All right. That's so predictions. Anything about predictions for next week?
I mean, not really. I just think I know what...
You know the story.
But interestingly enough, because I just Googled real quick to see if other people think that, which they do.
Obviously.
There was way back in 2014, there was also... an episode that is apparently also about this same fashion photographer situation. So this might be another one about that similar situation.
So I remember the episode back then.
Thought Criminal? That's what it was called. Did you not remember the name?
I
Just
did
kidding,
not.
I'm reading it.
I did not remember
I
the
didn't.
Name. Is that the one where the little girl who they think is a... No? Okay. Where the girl's
know.
Name is Jasmine? Anyway.
I don't know.
Off Fun fact, her name was Jasmine. If that was the episode. I know way too much about the show. Okay, predictions. Munch is gonna say some funny things. Oh, Finn's gonna be happy to see him.
Yeah, there's some bro time.
Oh,
I think.
Miss them together. I was like, is Finn still on the show?
yeah, I know. Did we see? Well, we went back in time, so.
Right.
So yes, but Finn came back last time we were in the future.
Right, because Dodds was off at his anti-terrorism.
Right.
Brr, brr, brr. I'm so confused.
The I don't necessarily have any predictions for next week,
okay.
per se, but somebody in the chat, Hog342,
Hello, Hog.
Was saying that this starts the four-part finale, but I believe it's just a two-part finale.
Okay. It's leading...
That this is not, next week isn't the start of,
right.
so...
I know that there are four more episodes left
right.
in this season, and I know that we're... They're back to back. We don't have a hiatus. Fun fact, this episode we covered today, when it aired, was after a month-long hiatus.
Mm.
And so here we are doing it at the end of our hiatus. Fun
Cute
fact.
How that works.
Yeah.
Another fun fact
yes.
for us. Brad Garrett, who was in Everybody Loves Raymond as Robert Barone? Barone,
yeah. The brother.
Yes, Ray's brother. He is going to be guest starring in the two-part season finale as Gary Munson, a corrections officer at Rikers.
Great.
Oh.
Don't read more.
I won't.
Okay. Yay! Guys, SVU is back with new episodes. I'm so excited. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, the sound effects are like on point tonight.
I know. This is great.
Steve! Okay.
You mean our studio audience?
Our live studio audience. No? Okay. I thought they'd laugh there. they're mad that we called them out. Okay.
Hogg said he can't hear me making predictions if I'm still here.
Refresh. All right. Why don't you tell people where they can find you between now and our new episode next week?
Between now and next week, you guys, you can find me online at Lauren Salon. And I'm quite active on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter.
Do not follow her on Snapchat.
Shut up. Do it. It's Lauren Salon, LaurenSalaun.
Okay. If you say so.
Oh.
You can find me online because you want to at yael.tv. That's yael.tv. I'm also on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. I too am on Snapchat. I rarely use
it. Don't follow her on Snapchat.
It's not
You'll
worth
hate
your
it.
Time. At Yael Teagle, yaeltygiel. And I have a podcast. That's right. It's free. It's on iTunes. It's called Intimate Interrogations. That was a good face. I've had the entire panel of the SVU After Show on there. Check it out for sure. I won't be here next week, but our whole panel will be back without me. So we'll see you guys. Well, they'll see you next week for more SVU.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Dun dun.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.